So it wasn't just that he wanted to be a linebacker. He wanted to be the linebacker. I remember in one practice we were doing these drills and he was just really struggling to get it. So he would go through and he would screw up the drill and he'd go, "Coach, let me try it again." And he'd go through and he'd screw it up and he'd be, "Coach, I promise I can get this. Let me do it again." He'd go through, he'd screw it up again. And at this point, everyone else is like, "Dude, move on. Like, let's stop."
But Chris wouldn't stop.
So after practice, he'd go grab the coach and go, "Hey, will you come back over with me? I think I know how to do this drill." And he'd sit and he'd do the drill. And the coach would sit there and he'd continue to do this drill where everyone else is like, "Hey man, you got practice tomorrow. This isn't worth worrying about."
With college and football behind him, Dunch poured himself into a new passion, medical school. In 1995, he started at the University of Tennessee. By then, Christo's wall had fallen out of touch with Dunch, but heard from Dunch's brother about what he was up to.
I remember him telling me, "Oh, Chris is going to be a neurosurgeon. He wants to be a brain surgeon." I'm like, "Of course he wants to be a brain surgeon, just like he wants to be the linebacker."